Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the World of Ink Network, founded in 2011 by Virginia Grenier and Marcia Cook. Their vision was to start a radio show that helped writers reach their dreams. The World of Ink has a wonderful group of hosts who are dedicated to delivering shows to entertain and inspire listeners. The World of Ink Network shares resources that introduce tips, products, and services to help strengthen, support, and challenge those who love writing and the written word. Their hope is to bring not only authors, illustrators, and publishers together, but screenwriters, directors, and producers. New to the network will be a variety of special shows, bringing not only entertaining shows, but informative discussions on timely subjects. To learn more about us, go to www.worldofinknetwork.com or visit us on our Facebook and Twitter pages. Thank you for your support and enjoy the show.
Hi, everybody. It's Marcia Cook, and this is A Good Story is a Good Story in World of Ink Network. And if you're looking for high energy, you've come to the right place because we are going to have a high energy show. We have Anastasia Hallridge and Rich Guzman, and they are a dynamic duo, and they're at the top of their game. And so they're very excited to talk to because Ace has been on before, Ace, as we call her. It's been a while, but she, you know, so this is going to be a fun ride today. We are going to discuss personal development consulting, and with that comes a lot of different things that we talk about on the show a lot, you know, the social networking, the public speaking, video marketing, and getting leads, but making everything work. And as I've said in the past, definitely we need to do this. All authors need to do this. Businesses, you can't get away from doing social media and marketing, because if you do, you don't have any business or you don't sell any books. So I have two people here that will be talking about that, and I'm going to put them right out here because they're going to talk about what they do. And hi, Ace. Hello. Hi. And Rich. Hi.
How are you?
Hi. Okay. High energy. High energy show. Here we go. All right. Okay. Tell everybody what you do, and then we'll talk about everything you do. Because, you know, I'm going to take notes, too, because I know you've got so much going on here. I'll open the chat room. We do a lot with archived also, because a lot of people are busy watching all their shows that they have put on demand, and so this is what happens. There's too many shows. I'm almost done for the. A lot of my shows are like almost over. Okay, so go ahead. Hi guys, go ahead. Floor is yours.
Sure. My name is Anastasia Hallridge, and I go by the name of Coach Ace in the industry of online marketing, and my partner here is Rich Guzman.
Yep. Say right. My name is Rich Guzman.
There you go.
Yeah, and we are an internet dynamic duo. You are absolutely correct. We do everything together as a couple. We're a power couple.
you're the top of your game. Top of your game. There you go.
Yeah, okay. Top of my game. And, together, you know, we're definitely a force to be reckoned with. And, we met online years ago. We've been together for almost was it June, honey? We'll be together 7 years.
Yeah, June.
And we're not married yet.
Yeah, well, all right, but you're still together. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. And you travel together too, right?
Yeah, just a moment ago while we were talking to you and before the show started, we were booking our flight to Maui, Hawaii for an event that we are actually pretty excited about because we will be speaking at that event.
Yeah, I'm really excited
about
that.
Now, that's a great thing. Now, that's a great thing. That's awesome. That's good. You know, and that's a good place to be, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely. And so those who don't know me, I'm originally from Trenton, New Jersey, born and raised. I'm a Jersey girl.
There you go.
And Rich is actually, go tell me.
Well, I was born in New York City, and I'm from New England, Western Massachusetts.
Oh, all right. Okay, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Together,
and I'm from Chicago. I know.
Yeah.
That's one of our stops.
Yeah, that's one of our stops, actually. On my.
So, all right, you know, let's start with one thing. Okay, you know, really, a lot of people do want to go out and speak, and, you know, it's not that easy, you know, to get, you know, someone to be interested to have you, and, you know, you're speaking now, which you know as well as I do. It's tough to get speaking jobs, but it's a great way to go. So how does that? Let's start right off the bat. How do people get that?
Well, for me, it happened by accident. I was doing internet marketing since 2008, and, you know, just social media, internet marketing, generating leads, and video marketing for that matter. And I ended up going to an event, and I wasn't supposed to speak, just someone saw me there, and they said, "Hey, Rich, would you like to come on stage and speak?" And I was, like, caught by surprise. So I decided to just, you know, strike where the iron's hot, right, and just do it. And then from there, I got on stage, training on video marketing. And from there, I met another entrepreneur, traveled to Florida to meet with him for a while, and then went to California to hire my coach to learn more about personal development, learn about myself, having breakthroughs. And then from there, you know, I always got asked to help out and train with different companies, and that's how it happened for me.
Right, and you know, this is about businesses. It's not only just for authors. This is about business. I mean, if you don't do social media, like I said at the beginning, I mean, you have to do it. I mean, you have to do marketing. And most of the people that I have on my show, they don't like to do marketing. I absolutely hate it, but I do it, you know. And even after talking to Amazon one day, they said to me, just keep marketing. You know, like sometimes you think it's too much. Well, they tell me, no, it's not too much. Just keep going because you don't know who's going to see it. So you got to keep doing it. How does somebody, what do you think, like someone, let's say they have a book. What's the best way for them to start? You know, because again,
well,
if you don't do it right, you know, at the beginning, sometimes it does get screwed up along the way.
Right, and when it comes to authors, you know, you have to treat anything that you do, I believe the same thing you do one thing is the same thing you do everything. So if you're going to be marketing yourself and marketing your book, then you definitely want to learn to market yourself first, otherwise no one's going to buy your book.
Right.
That's just inevitable. And in this industry, you know, with the internet, the way it's working and the way people, you know, are attracted to you is by, you know, the information you put out there and how you put that information out there, by really being transparent and sharing that, you know, that part of your life that they want in on, not just put it in a book, but also put it into a website like a blog, or also, you know, put it in, you know, on video, on Facebook, and leverage social media to build that audience. Right, Rick?
Yeah.
Absolutely, because here's the thing, guys. Whenever you do any marketing on the internet, you got to make sure you're on all the channels, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, all those different things, because you want to be seen. But here's one thing I learned a long time ago from my mentor, my first mentor when I first got started on the internet. Become an affiliate marketer. Learn to sell someone else's product before you sell your own. I'm going to tell you why. Because these systems, what they do is they teach you marketing, right? Because we're in the information age in this digital economy. We must understand how the process works, right? So once we understand how to sell someone else's products, then we understand how to market our own. Right? Does that make sense?
Yes, because it's hard to sell your own. I mean, that's a problem for most people because, you know, is it too much? Is it not enough? Are we doing it right? You know, and are people going to, like, you know, if you market too much? I remember when I first started with Red River years, like 7 years ago, with April Robin, who owned it, she was wondering, she was marketing all the time, and I kept thinking, why does she just keep doing this? I mean, all we kept seeing is Red River, Red River, Red River, but then, you know, that's really how you do market. You keep going, and I get this now because, you know, she started her radio show, the Red River, and she had 35 hosts, and she just kept repeating a lot of the things, but you would always see that little Red River, and I would go, oh, my God, I want to change that little Red River. But, no, and all of us that have become hosts and still do now, we learned from her, and it was never too much. And that's like a, you know, because people really, that's a problem I find for myself and other people. And I'm, you know, to what is enough. So you're right. You got to keep going, you know.
Yeah, you got to be consistent. Because the more consistent an author is in promoting themselves and promoting, you know, the benefits of getting the book. Because, you know, back in the day when people actually look for books, they're looking for information that, you know, you can go anywhere to get, but they want to get it from that author's point of view. So now with the internet, they have easy access to go to someone's blog and read about the book before the book is even hitting on Amazon, you know?
Yeah,
and that's the thing about brand yourself.
Now they can hire you. They can hire you, right? They hire you to coach.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we actually been able to open our doors to all different markets, different niches, even authors. You know, people who are, you know, different rising type of stars who want to be positioned on the internet as the authority of their niche. So even authors, or you know, indie authors who are trying to promote themselves and self-publish their book, but they just don't have a blog yet, we can help brand them. We can teach them how to brand themselves, and they can really get some sales going. But we also teach them the affiliate marketing side so that they learn the skill set of digital marketing so that they understand selling someone else's stuff before they can sell their own.
So when you say sell somebody else's stuff, like what would they do? I mean, because, you know, most of the time they don't want to buy. They would just say, like, why am I selling somebody else's stuff? I need to sell my stuff. So, but you're saying they should sell some, to learn the technique. Is that what you're saying, to learn how to do it?
Yes, because here's the thing. Most people, they don't really want to sell other people's stuff because they really are passionate about their own products, right?
Right.
That's okay. But there's a formula and a way to be an affiliate marketer, right? So you must learn how to be an affiliate marketer. Let me give you an example. If you go online and you look at, like, BestBuy.com, or Walmart, or any major retailers, if you go to the bottom and you scroll down, they have a section that says, would you like to become an affiliate or become an affiliate?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
This is the future of business on the internet, okay? And I tell people that to become an affiliate, to fund your own thing that you're passionate about, learn to profit off of the people who are the experts who already created the offer that is designed to convert into sales. So that way, as you learn and you grow, you start to learn marketing from those people who already walked that path.
Yeah, I know. I get that because I actually went to an Amazon. I spoke about it a few weeks ago. I went to an Amazon. They had they weren't from Amazon, but they were big sellers on Amazon. The guy, I mean, they make a ton of money selling products, and it's not products that they even know. It's products that they've, you know, they decide to sell. It's not like they could be selling hair products or nail polish or whatever, but they're out there selling, and they're making money not specifically on anything that's theirs. It's what other people have, and they make a lot of money that way. That's what they were saying. But, yeah, and so because books, from what I've heard lately, and, well, I actually heard this several times this last month, is that Amazon wants to sell things on Amazon. Books are not their best sellers, like people think. They're not there just to sell books. They're there to sell everything else. So,
would that be
a place for people to start, though, like on Amazon to go? Because you could be an affiliate of Amazon. So would that be a place to start, or, you know, because you're saying Walmart, there's a lot of places I see that. And then I'm not sure if I should do it or not, but you're saying that's a good way to get yourself out there promoting.
Yeah, it's amazing because if you look at so many different opportunities that we have in today's marketplace that we never had before, I mean, I call it the new digital gold rush, okay?
Yeah.
You literally make six figures on the internet, long as you stay true, consistent, and you focus, and you just, all you do is a little bit each day. A little bit each day goes a long way when you stay consistent throughout the years. It's amazing to me. You know what I mean? You get the habit.
You've done this for years, but it takes time to build up. And, you know, a lot of this is collective. You can't just, like, I think a lot of people, they want to do something, and if it doesn't work out right away, then they give up, and that's a bad thing.
It's true. I agree 100% because we talk to a lot of people day in and day out, and some people have that mindset and some people don't. It's unfortunate, but it's a reality. You know, people want that to be that instant results. They want it to be real quick. So for me, I realize that it does take time. I realize that you have to develop these, you know, skill sets, and, you know, it's not going to happen overnight. It's just not.
Okay, when you're talking about lead generation and things like that, explain to people what actually that is, because I think what happens is when we put an ad out or when we do something, it doesn't necessarily equate to money. It just equates to people looking at our things, but actually if they want to sell it, they have to know how to do that, because it's not the same as just putting an ad out. You don't always sell just because you put an ad out, right? I mean, is that what you're saying?
This is true. Yeah, okay. this is true.
What can they do? How would they do this? How do they do this?
Well, when we run ads, because the offer that's designed to convert, we'll make some sales, but we'll get more leads than sales, right? So the premise is we want to build a relationship with people online. We want to connect with them. This is why we all need an autoresponder, because once you build an autoresponder, you start building your own database of potential clients, potential prospects, potential customers. Okay, so the more that you do this consistently over time, you start to create your own stadium, your own, your own crowd, your own niche, your own everything.
But that's hard to do. That's hard to do. Like, I'm just in the process right now of going to do a newsletter because I don't have anybody to subscribe. I've been doing shows for a lot of years. I have so many names all over the place, but I don't have and now I'm making an account where I actually going to try to, get this organized that way, because that's what I think. After all the stuff I've done over 6 years, I don't have the list I need to even, if I want to have a show, what I'm doing, I want to, target several people, because a lot of people, they're not always looking on Facebook or Twitter. So this is, that's what I found. It's very difficult these days. It's a lot harder to have people share your things. So you better figure out something else because they're not sharing. I mean, Anastasia, you remember when we did shows, Anastasia, you remember that people would share it and you put it out and in a minute, everybody started sharing it, but now they're not doing that.
Yeah, because now, there's so many things that's catching their attention with the way Facebook's algorithms has changed. It's very distracting. So, they're not even thinking about sharing it unless they really, really know you and they really have a good relationship with you and they're loyal to your content, they'll share it then. But now it's just so distracting. Why it's so important to build your own audience with an autoresponder, like Rich said, and you can actually communicate with them, build that rapport with them, send them content, send them updates when you're going to be doing a podcast like this. And you know what? It's much faster and easier.
And build leverage, too. I mean, you can grab this podcast and you can turn it into a video and play it on YouTube 24/7, 7 days a week, right?
No, I know that. Virginia, my partner, we haven't done it yet. But, that is what I'm finding out, is that what you probably have to do is do that. I think, Anastasia, you did that years ago, right? I mean, I know you did.
Yeah, when I started the
people ever did that.
I'm still getting traffic with those videos.
I'm still getting traffic with those videos.
But you did them. I mean, you did. I mean, all of the – when you did shows, you did them on a video years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and there's those videos still up there. It is an old channel, even though I don't do the A. Haldry Show no more. But, those videos are still being searched because of the SEO that's been placed on them, and people are searching for those keywords, and that's another part of the digital marketing.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Well, that's a good thing to talk about, the SEO. Those are tough. That is really tough. How do people, what do you want to say to how to get good? I think it's tough.
It is.
It is very tough because, we're talking about something we did about a few years ago consistently, and I'm talking about every day for 3 years, me and Rich, we blogged, man. We blogged our hearts out. And that was because at the time when we first started in online marketing, we were involved in a high-ticket affiliate offer where it required a lot of our income, and we just didn't have money for paid traffic, so we had to do free marketing resources to attract the right type of audience, and we had to learn a skill set called search engine optimization. So Rich and I took the time to invest in a course to learn search engine optimization, and we actually learned keyword research as part of that. And let me tell you, if you look at Google Keyword Planner, you might seem to feel like you're deer in the headlights if you don't know what you're looking at.
Right, because that is what happens. People go they go, okay, fine. Everybody says, all right, get keywords. You go to AdWords, you do whatever, and they don't know what they're doing. And I'm including myself in that a lot of times, too, because then you go, oh, I don't know if I want to do this, and then, but you have to really invest the time to do this, you know. And so that's what you think they should do right off the bat. Because that, if you don't have the right search engine, they're not seeing you. But doesn't that take a lot of time, though, to get yourself out there and known?
When it comes to SEO and blogging, it's a long-term strategy. It will take you, a couple of years, but you have to be consistent. I mean, there were times we were doing 2 blog posts a day just to get, you know, things up and running.
Well, what were you doing them on? What kind of posts were you putting on?
We were doing reviews, for companies for our blog, and it's a self-hosted blog through work. Yeah, and we attracted people, from all different types of companies and everything. But what we realized is that wasn't really a great market to go after a long time, right? Even though we made some money, we didn't make money like we're making now, and we realized that it's because the market, it's important, you have to understand your target market. You have to understand who's reading your content, because your information that you're putting out there, right, you have to know your competitors, all right? Write this down, guys. This is so important. You got to know your competitors. Write your competitors down. Find out what they're doing. Start modeling after what they're doing, because evidently they're getting results. You're not. You need to follow what they're doing.
So you do this on the blog, and if you have a website, both ways, or you start? Yeah.
Well, we have our own blog, which is aceandrich.com, and and that blog right there gets like thousands of hits a day. But that took years to get up to that point.
Yeah, I know. Right? See, that's the thing. It does. It takes a lot of time. But like you're saying, if people do it just a few minutes a day, at least if they do it the right way. See, that's the thing. You know, I would say that most people out there, myself included, is that you're sometimes just social networking and putting it everywhere, but that doesn't do anything sometimes, because you're just not getting in the right places, or not enough, or you give up too fast and you just go, oh, I don't like this site. You know, there's so many places now you can go to. I mean, there's Buffer, there's Plinger, there's all these other things now. Where do you think people should start on where they would, you know, which kind of social networking do you think people should start at?
I think Facebook is still hot, but you have to understand what works in Facebook for organic engagement. The best way to get more reach is on your business, your fan page, your business page. So that way you can start doing video, some lives, right? Video with live on Facebook, if you do Facebook lives, are getting the most engagement. We have tested it. We have seen it. We get thousands upon thousands of people and also sharing our content through our Facebook Lives. If we put an image, and we put just words or an image, our engagement is like nearly almost zero. I mean, it's ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
But when we do our video with Facebook Lives, it jumps up like to 1,000 engagement, 2,000 engagement, 3,000 engagement.
Yeah.
There was one that we did with 1,000 engagement, right? But that was the consistency with the video every day. We were doing videos every day now, because we've been seeing the engagement. Take that same video, put it on YouTube, build some leverage, okay?
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, Facebook, you got to build that audience, and it takes a little bit of time as well. But once you do it, you'll start communicating, connecting, building relationships, and before you know it, you have your own audience.
Right, yeah. Because I go on, and then I go, like, okay, I'm going to do a video, and then I go, I'm not going to do it now. But, you know, because that, I just go, like, oh, well, what am I, you know, but I do know that is true, because I've heard that before, and I can see how that would be good. Because, you know, because after the podcast, although Blog Talk does, the good thing about Blog Talk Radio, which I like, is the minute you put it out there on Google, it goes all the way, it comes up immediately. And that's because, like, we've done shows for 7 years, you know, and hundreds of shows. But, you know, and I think a lot of people that have had shows, they don't stay as many years, you know. And I think the consistency of being on for year after year after year, Google picks you up immediately on the Blog Talk shows. I know that to be true. So if guests come on, even if they're not listening right now, they're on Google, they can, you know. And when you go on to like Blog Talk Radio, there's thousands of shows. So if people just come in and look at your show page, people are getting to see the people that are out there. So even if you don't have the people exactly listening to your particular show, they're watching everything you do, and they see your name over and over again. So I think that's like a good thing to do. You know, I mean,
but you're leveraging a high authority site, my dear. A high authority site. That site has been on the internet for how many years? And we look at page rank when it comes to that, right?
Yeah.
The longer that you're doing something, the higher the page rank you're going to have on your site. So Google looks at your site as an authority. Blog Talk Radio is a high authority site. So you're leveraging, okay, a heavyweight boxer, so to speak, right?
Yeah.
A heavyweight fighter.
Yeah.
So when you try to compete your site with a site like that, you're not going to compete. But you can use that site to leverage their authority, and that is powerful.
Yeah, because I use that a lot now in my marketing, too, because, you know, when I'm marketing myself, you know, I am World of Ink, and Virginia is World of Ink, and the more shows that is us. So, I mean, so, you know, for several years, you kind of don't think it's you, but it is you, because this is your show, you know, and all the guests that come on, it is us. So, I mean, so that is a good, I think, you know, people... I mean, in my opinion, they should come on more shows. And that's why if they come on, it's a really good place, you know, to start. And, you know, a lot of times people, they don't want to. So, you know, like Anastasia knows this, I sometimes have like four or five people on, which a lot of us did that. Because then for people that don't feel that comfortable, once they are on, then they come on again. You know, but because I think it's one of the best ways, and, you know, it is picked up by Google. So, all right, let's talk about Google for a few minutes. Tell me what you think people should do on Google, because when you start on Google and you look at the blogs and you look at everything, people go like, oh, now what? I mean, they don't really know what works. So what do you think works in that way?
I think what works in Google now more than anything is social. The more social that you're getting with your audience, with your content on your website, Google sees that and it's more relevant, and they know that people like your content. When they know that they like your content, of course, they're going to bump you up even more in the search engines. But that takes time. It's all about the consistency, right?
Yeah.
But you got it. More important than anything, this is the most important thing I'm going to share. If you're not doing video, because Google's looking at video right now as a powerful medium, they just changed their platform to do live videos on YouTube. So therefore, it's more important that you get on video. But see, the problem is most people are afraid to do video, but not of being afraid to be on video. They have no idea what to say. They have no idea how to talk on video.
I'm
going to break that down for you real quick for everybody to understand.
Okay.
It's very, very simple. You get on a video and you say, "Hi, how you doing? My name is Rich Guzman. Thank you so much for stopping by. What did I do? I actually introduced myself. I made people feel welcome. After that, I'm going to talk about a problem, right? As I talk about that problem, I'm going to provide a solution to that problem. And then after I, you know, provide that solution to that problem, they look at me like I'm the authority in the marketplace. And then I'm going to give them a call to action. Make sure that you subscribe to my newsletter. Make sure that you opt into this page and give my
A good thing. That call to action, that's a good thing. Yeah, I know. That's a good thing, call to action,
It is, but we must, to be a good marketer, anything, no matter what niche you are, no matter what book you're writing, you always want to solve people's problems. So if your book is about something that can touch people's lives, to solve a problem that they're dealing with, if you can get on video and just give them a piece of that, that's going to change everything. Because remember, when somebody's looking at you in video, it's always one person at a time that's looking at you. So you got to have a conversation with one person.
That's true. You're right about that. That's true, because they're really not, you know, looking. You're not looking at an audience of so many, because one person clicks in and you're right in their face. Like, you know, there you are. You know, and because I've seen a lot of people do that, and you're right. Explain, for people what call to action is. I mean, I know what that is, but I think a lot of people might not understand what is exactly call to action.
Very simply, you tell people what you want them to do. Most people will not do what you tell them to do unless you tell them to do something.
Okay.
That's something I have to learn, because I used to make videos in the beginning, and it's like, "Oh, thank you very much for stopping by. Bye." And I'm like, "Well, wait a minute." My mentor was like, "Listen, you got to tell them what to do." Okay, so now I go, hey, by the way, there's a page underneath this video. Make sure that you put your email in, and I'm going to send you my free report, my free newsletter, my free video, my free training, whatever it is. You got to tell them what it is.
Yeah. Do you think a newsletter is good?
A newsletter, it's not bad, but nowadays it's better to give somebody like a video, or like an ebook is still good, right? Like a cheat sheet. People love cheat sheet. Like if you have a book, and let's say you're talking about something that is of value that people can solve somebody's problem, take that book and make it short. Just one part of it, and make a cheat sheet out of it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. And give it away.
And give it away.
Yeah.
Because bonuses really are great for authors. Like I've seen some authors in this industry that I have coached that actually, you know, they put a blog together, they brand themselves, and after they brand themselves, you know, let's say they're in the health and wellness niche, they actually put together a cheat sheet about, you know, what foods to eat to, you know, cure cancer, for example, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the kind of stuff that people are looking for, because think about it. If you're on the opposite side of Google and you're on the outside looking in, that's exactly the question they're typing into the search bar trying to find the information.
Well, no, you know why? Because it's true. You know, anytime, like, let's say you're looking, even with hair products, with lipstick, you know, the other day I'm looking at this one, which is a model, and she's on all the time. So I got into her video one day, and I'm thinking, like, she's giving all these, you know, how to do this with your hair, that, what kind of makeup, whatever, and then she actually came on with no makeup, and then she shows you how to do it. So I think those are the things that I see a lot of people doing now, because there's all, like, even if you want to fix something, like I remember one night something was wrong with the refrigerator. I'm going, like, what is this? It was noise, and I went on, and there's a video. And I'm going, like, good. Because, you know, if you're thinking you have a problem or something, somebody else has it too. You know,
I did the same damn thing, Marcia. There was something wrong with my ice box. I went on YouTube and said how to fix this ice box. The model number of the refrigerator, and it's right there.
I know. It's true, though. It's true. So when the guy came to fix it, I said, what about this? He goes, oh, yeah, you know, because I'd already known what it was, because it was somebody talking about it. And that is true. I mean, I think people really do that a lot. I mean, you know, I had one night, I had such an, you know, I wear contacts forever, but sometimes the contact would go up in your eye, like, and so I look in line, and here's like 50 people with like videos and ideas of what to do if that happens to you. So I think there is a need, because I think people do that now. You put it in search or whatever, and then you come up with everything. You know, so there's almost everything on there. You know, how to tie your shoes, how to do anything.
Yeah, Marcia, those are keywords. No matter how short it is or how long it is, there's a different phrase for each one. There's your short, broad keywords, which will get you everything related to that word, even if it's not related. And then you'll have long-tail phrase keywords that actually are very, very targeted. And that's the secret to our success with blogging. We use long-tail keywords.
Yeah, you know, you mean, like, let's say, okay, contact in the eye, okay? You would do that, right? Like, long, rather than,
right, but
like, stuck contact in your eye, you know. And so you're saying a longer, instead of just putting in contact. What? Instead of just putting in contact.
Hang on, Marcia. Wait a minute. You got to be real specific, because I want everybody to get clarity on keyword research here, because I do teach it. When it comes to keyword research, you want to make sure that if you're going to use a long tail keyword, you've got to be very specific. If you say contacts in the eye, you got to be like, in what eye? Is it an animal's eye or a human's eye? You got to be specific, really specific.
Okay.
Ah, see, that way you're actually putting out the right solution to someone's problem.
Yeah. But I really can't. That's like the most amazing thing, that there really is so much that you can find out. You know, and it's not just one person. I mean, even if a medical problem or anything, but I've noticed the one thing I noticed, though, when we put, like, I put on like a recipe or something, people love that, you know, on the blog. They like gather for that. I mean, that seems to be good.
Yeah, we've actually had encounters with clients who, you know, you know, the baby boomer age, and, you know, they're just now starting getting online, and they're creating, you know, a blog with all their recipes for, you know, baking cakes and things like that. But the problem is they have a cookbook they want to sell, but the problem is they just can't make a dent in that traffic. They can't get the traffic. And then when we go review their blog, when they, you know, they pay $3,000 an hour for our coaching, and we go review their stuff, we notice that they have no SEO on their blog at all. Plus the content on their blog is all over the place. You know,
yeah.
And you got to be very, very stupid what you write about, you know, and you got to actually make sure you have something to give away, such as a cheat sheet or something, so you can build your list. Remember,
yeah.
In order to lead generation, the secret to lead generation is giving someone something away for free in exchange for
yeah.
their email and contact details. That's how you actually build your list.
I think you're probably right, because you know what, I find myself, which I do this a lot, because I do a lot, you know, if somebody has a webinar, I put my name on it, even if I'm not going to listen to that webinar, they send me one if they're going to do a next one, so then maybe I can attend the next one, so I'm on their list. And I think when people do webinars and things like that, you know, people actually, I think, sign up for things like that. I've not done a webinar, which I probably should, but I listen to a lot of them because I've learned a lot of things on webinars. And
webinars,
they're probably generating a great list. They're generating a list.
Yeah, we've done Facebook Lives and things like that. We're due to actually make a webinar ourselves to train just our pros, which is a level within our team that, you know, people, you know, invest in themselves to get more education and more coaching. But we do private webinars, and our webinars can go as long as 1 hour, and we get to, like, really give a lot of information in there to teach them and really, really teach them hands-on training that they can
yeah.
take for themselves and apply it to their own business, no matter what niche it is. And that's the beauty part about internet marketing. Right, Rick?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I think these are the things that, you know, and I think that a lot, these are the newer methods of doing it, because you just can't keep, you know, you just can't keep doing the same thing. I mean, and that's, I try a lot of different things because I want to see how it works, and because some really doesn't work, you know. I mean, and I think that, you know, the things that you're talking about right now, I totally agree with, you know, and the SEO, the words, that is huge, you know. I mean,
yeah.
I think,
and,
you know.
I mean, for a lot of new people who are just looking and coming online, brand new people, aspiring entrepreneurs, you know, they're coming online to see all this stuff all over the place. It can be very, very, you know, confusing. But if you have the right coach and the right mentorship, they can actually cut your learning curve in half. And that's the proper part about investing in your own education and self-education.
Right, because you've
right
been there, done that. So how do they come to you? Yeah. Right, let's talk about that. Okay, so if they're interested in your services, how do they, what do you offer them at first, for the first thing that they would do?
In the beginning, what we like to do with new clients is we like to give them a free 15-minute consult, and that's
uh-huh.
basically a meet-and-greet session that we meet with them and, you know, just evaluate their history of being online,
uh-huh.
you know, what they haven't had success with, you know, over the years, and, you know, how much money they have to actually made, you know, since they've been doing it, whether they made money or not. It really helps us get a background on what it is we're working with so that we know how to critique a blueprint for them for the next 90 days of what they can do and a daily method of operation they can stick to that's going to bring them results.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's hard to get results, you know. I mean, you can do everything, you know, so – And you mentioned your charges. Okay, so do you want to talk about that a little? So because people would know how much you charge, or do you not want to talk, you know, when you just said,
no,
you just
fine.
Said that. You just said how much. You just said how much
I
a minute ago.
How much it is. When it comes to this digital marketing space, it can be very, very pricey. But I think our price is very reasonable for what we, you know, invested in ourselves and over the years of learning and building our value and being
right,
able to offer that to the market.
See, that's one of the things. If they want an expert, they have to pay for the expert.
Exactly. Exactly. You got it. You got to ask for the money. You got to, or you won't know. you won't be able to be confident enough to get the sale. You got to be confident enough to get the sale. Same thing with book readers, booksellers, and authors. You know, don't be afraid to sell your book. Don't be too quick to give it away for free.
I'm actually going to have another show like that because people have been complaining. I've seen them on Facebook, and that is okay. This is a big issue. Okay, and I know a lot of people that listen know this issue. Okay, you're. The free. Okay. So this is what's happened, and I think this is probably what we'll be having a show on, is because we as authors give books for free, people are waiting for the free book. So they're not going to buy it because they want the free book. And then if it's 99 cents, this is so a little for what a person really has to go through to write a book, and then they make like 30 cents. So I think that needs to be changed. I mean, you know, because everything free. That's what's happened now.
Yeah, and you know what? You know, free, I talked about this, you know, before on my Facebook Live about, you know, if you think about what you're really giving for free, think about all the time you put into it, and then you want to give it away for free. Maybe a cheat sheet or a white paper is fine for free. Maybe a sneak peek inside the chapter of the book, you know, just somewhere in the middle of the pages that really will make them feel something emotional that'll, you know, get that feeling like, wow, I got to see what's going to happen in the next part of this book, you know. You want to get them feeling that kind of thing, give away for free, but don't ever give away the farm.
Yeah, because I, you know, I think every time I do the free book on Kindle, which I'm going to go off of that, because then I, you know, everything goes up, but they, you know, and that you don't get money for, and so your numbers change, and then the next day when it's not free, it goes right back where it is, and you know, to me, you know, this doesn't make any sense, and that's what's happening now because everybody wants it free.
Yeah,
you know,
and you know, you got a lot of competitors out there writing 99-cent ebooks that have really great content in them that pretty much have been rewritten from a blog post anyway, and they just took a blog post and then they turned it into an ebook.
Yeah, so it doesn't have to be long then. It just I do know this because you know, because that's the thing. Then it kind of makes you like an expert, and that happens a lot. You know, that people believe in you more when you have something to show for it, because you can't go out and speak or whatever if you don't have anything that you've accomplished. You know, you got to go out and say, I've done this and this and this. You know, and a lot of times when people have a book, they can say, you know, they're talking about writing, but doesn't, you know, when you talk about writing, you just keep talking about writing, and then they go, did you write anything? And go, yeah, I wrote this book. And then it's maybe not on just writing, but it's your book, and if it's on a subject, that's even better, because then people think that you're an expert. Like I've had some people on with PTSD, you know, and then I said, just go out and speak, because people are going to want to buy your book because they're going to want to see your story after you talk.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, a lot of the foundation comes from, again, like I talked in the beginning about personal branding, having your own blog, having your presence well done and well prepared.
Yeah.
Like we actually invested, you know, about $2,000 just to redo our blog and make sure that our Facebook and other social media platforms are all congruent with our logo, with our brand message and our core values. And I'm sure you've seen it, right? Isn't it beautiful?
Yes. Yeah, it is. And, you know, right. And you know what? And it looks good. And, you know, because I'm constantly, finally, I've worked it out where I'm finally getting it right, because I do agree with you on that. It you know, my problem has been for years, because I do different genres, and that is a really tough thing. If you sell a lot of different things, like, you know, children's books and then adult books, it's very difficult. So you have to figure out something. And so I don't think you can sell them together. And that's really, you know, after going back and forth. So I took my children's books, put them on a blog, and I'm using my website as all my other things. Because otherwise, it got too confusing. I had to focus. And I just thought of it this month, because I just went like, I think I'm, after all this time, I'm thinking like, I'm always trying to put the children's books first, but those are very tough to sell. So I'm figuring on what I can focus on to make people want to come back to my, so I have to write more, and so they'll come back for the next one and the next one. But this takes time, and I think a lot of people don't want to put in the time that it takes, and it is hard.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
It is hard.
But you've done
this.
How many years? You've done this. How many years is it? You've done this.
Oh, gosh. How many years, honey? About a few, right? More than 3 years now we've been
doing this. Oh, no. Even when you had your show, you were always doing this. So that's 6 years?
Yeah. 2008, Marcia.
Okay.
For
right.
Him,
so it's right.
For me, 2010. Yeah, 2009, 2010 for me. So, you know, it's really amazing how people, you know, they really don't want to have to go through the hard, the pain, you know, the suffering, the sacrifice. They don't want to do that, so they try to avoid it all by, you know, just getting it started. And like you said, some people tend to quit because they think it's too much. But here's the thing. Anything that's hard is worth doing. And if you want to become successful, you got to go through the pain, man. You can't avoid that.
I
you got to go through it.
I know. That's what, you know, and that's one of the good things. But you, you know, you've encapsulated a lot of this, which, you know, you've, because you've done so many different things, you found out actually what is working. But maybe next year other things are working. But right now you've kind of honed into the market where these are the things people need to do, and they don't realize that how much this matters. If you don't do certain things, it doesn't matter how much you write, they're not going to see your work.
Yeah, because,
or,
you know,
even
the,
old paradigm
that, you know, is happening is that the old paradigm, people, you know, handwritten things, they wrote books by hand, you know, and then you turn it into a publisher and then you would publish it and that kind of thing. The new paradigm, people can write books within minutes and actually have it up on Amazon in a few seconds and actually start selling. It's because they know marketing. They understand digital marketing, and that's the leverage that you get when it comes to the internet marketing space. And, you know, we're shifting in these times. You should be very excited. I think all authors should be very excited about these times that we're in right now with the internet.
I agree with you, and that's one of the things that people are not aware of, because if you were in this market like several years ago, you realize that when you have the opportunity now, rather than just sitting around and waiting for someone to maybe take your book or maybe get an agent, or, you know, I was an agent. It's very hard for an agent to get people's books seen at the right places. So, you know, or people to take them. That's how it is. They like success, and they don't want new people. But if you're a new person and you do some of the right things, I agree with you. This is a very good time to get it out there.
Yeah, and let me add this piece of advice for everyone, because I love, you know, I love the industry of writing. You know, when I first started out, me and you, Marsha, we go way back, and we started, you know, we started co-hosting together. We talked about books. We talked about selling books, and also talked about internet marketing. You know, celebrities right now are leveraging the internet. You remember how hard it was, and this came with your job too, you know, being a screenwriter, how you would have to, in order to communicate with the celebrity, you had to go through their agent, you have to go through their manager,
You're right. I know what you're going to say.
Right?
You're absolutely right.
Now, what are they doing? Celebrities now are leveraging Facebook, and they're actually coming out transparent right there doing a Facebook Live for like 15 minutes of their time before they go do a photo shoot or shoot a movie, and they want to talk to their fans. Authors, please make sure you're building on your fan page and you're broadcasting a Facebook Live message about your day, about what is it you're about to do, or what book you're about to write, or what chapter you're on.
See, I think that's right, and that's a problem. That has always been a problem, and that is my problem too, you know, because even on the show a lot of times, I mean, we talked about this last week when on the show, I mean, sometimes they don't know even what I do. If they don't go look at my website, they really don't know what I do, you know, and they go, sometimes, you know, if I have screenwriters on, I go like, I'm a screenwriter, I'm, you know, this, whatever, but whatever you do, and that's really true, you have to tell people what you do, you know, because they don't know it,
and I think I need
to do that more, because I don't do that. I mean, they hear me a lot on my show, and I just talk a lot, about things, but I think you're right about that, to get out there, and you're right.
You got to come out on video, and you got to bring them into your world. That's what you got to do. You got to come out on video and bring them to your world. I don't care if you're running for Starbucks and getting a cup of coffee, and you got to bring them into your world.
I think that is true, you know, and I think it's hard, because sometimes we feel like, oh, this is, you know, not that exciting, whatever, you know, but I think, you know, whatever you put out, you know, and you really do have to engage your audience, I think that, and that is really hard. So, okay, what do you suggest then for people engaging an audience on a fan page?
The first thing I recommend is getting a Facebook fan page and start segmenting your personal profile and create a separate business profile just for you as the author. Separate it from your friends and family and have that personal business page separate.
Yeah.
Bring all your clientele, your book buyers, and put them all in one place. Bring them on, invite them always to like your fan page, and start putting videos up there on a consistent daily basis. You know, make sure you let them know that you're going to be up there live 10 minutes before, so that it gives them some type of ease that you're going to be coming live on video, and they get to see you and do some Q&A. Answer some of their questions. You know, maybe some questions about, you know, the characters in the book, or questions about where you're going with the genre. These are very important tips I'm sharing here and very valuable because this works for every niche. This is what we do personally, Rich and I. We do videos every day, and we answer people's questions.
Well, actually, we got a video to do tonight after this.
Sure, right after this, we're going to be shooting a video just to let everybody know how the show went.
Okay, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. You should. I'd like you to do shows once a month, and maybe you'll think about that because you really are. You're very good at this. I mean, you always were. I mean, this is a long time, you know. And you know, and the most unfortunate thing is, you know, years ago, even with the Red River, there were so many good hosts that gave up after several years, and they were really good. So, you know, and I think that there's a need for good hosts on radio because you talk about different subjects that people want to talk about, you know. And I've been talking about a lot about marketing because I know this is a huge problem for everybody, you know, because there's so much out there, and they really, you know, and when people come to me sometimes and they have written a book and they've gone to the wrong place to get it published, it makes me so upset that they have spent a fortune when all I would have, if they just asked me, I would say, well, maybe do the Kindle, do this, do that. Don't always go to some of these people. And, I, you know, it's becoming easier, you know, because they're falling like flies now. Some of these publishers, the smaller ones, are going away because they realized that. And what happened is they're not even paying the people their royalties. So it's been really sad and very bothersome to see how this has happened. And so authors shouldn't give up. That's why I keep doing my show, so they don't give up. Because you got to keep trying different things. But a lot of the smaller publishers went out of business this last year. And some of them not that small.
That's a sad thing. Yeah, it's very sad to see that happen. But, you know, just like the traditional business, local, you know, local business owners that are closing and closing shops and shutting down because everything's moving online because Amazon, that's the shift. That's what's happening with, you know, marketing.
You got
to change.
Right. And that's why you're doing, I mean, this is definitely right up your alley because this is the two of you are out there talking about the right things because this is what they need to know. You know, I mean, because it will work. I believe people will do better if they try new things. But there's no guarantee on anything. See, that's the thing. But when you learn more, like I'm taking notes as you're writing, because I think that the problem with some people is they just don't think they need to learn anything, and they think they know how
to do
this.
Well, the more you learn, the more that it'll start being more predictable for them.
Right, and it's all mindset, and that's where we come in with the personal development because, you know, it's a mindset shift. You have to really learn to, you know, shift your mindset into thinking more wealthy, thinking more successful, thinking about being more optimistic instead of pessimistic because that pessimistic thinking is keeping you broke. So you really got to shift your thinking into being, you know, my book be successful, and you got to put that out there. You got to start thinking like that because otherwise – if we would have thought pessimistically, we would have never made 100K in less than 12 months.
You know, there was an author on, and I don't, you know, that Virginia had on her show. And by the time I was listening to her, I called up Virginia afterwards. I go, oh, my God, this woman is – she kept saying how wonderful her book was. I'm thinking, like, this is really good. I mean, because it's so hard to do that. But she was so excited about her book. And most authors are not that excited. And actually, if they really think about it, they get their books published now. It's so exciting. And they go – and they're not happy like they should be because they don't realize the fact that – everything has changed and they can get a book out. I mean, how great is that? You know, and instead of keeping all this information in a drawer, you know, they now
and
can
you
put it out.
Passionate about it. As an author, you know, I mean, listen, I blogged for so many years. So yes, I consider myself an author. I've written all the content, you know, on aceandrich.com. A lot of
well, you are an author because I have read. So I can say you are. I have read something that you wrote, you know, and maybe someday you'll publish it. But yes, you are. You know, so I actually consider you one.
Right. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Marcia. I write as I speak, and when I write as I speak,
that's a good thing.
I dialogue with my audience. I do. I write like I'm talking to them, like I'm talking to one person. And I have passion in what I write about. And that's the thing about authors. When they feel down and out, and, you know, don't look to it as something mundane and something boring. If you decided to become an author, you decided to write for the rest of your life, then be passionate and just love it. You know, really, get, you know, have a romance with it.
No, you're right about that. You are right about that, because that is true. Because, you know, it isn't, you know, but, it, you know, sometimes you just have to keep writing to get to the right spot where you need to go. And people have written 7 or 10 books, and they still haven't gotten to where they need. I myself, I'm trying to focus in and find what I like to write. And if you are diversified, it is difficult because it's hard to stick. But if I were giving someone advice, which I do, I think they should stay in the genre, because it's so much easier for them to market, because it's really hard to market your books if you're in a lot of different genres, because you can't market children's with adult or a nonfiction book with, it doesn't work. You have to go to the specific place to go, you know, if you're like, you're putting them in the right place when you're branding them.
Right. So for example, if I were to revamp what you're doing, and like you're saying, you know, you got children's books and you got adult books, you want to have a separate fan page for both. So you would do children's books and put all children related content, because that's your target market. That's your audience.
Yeah, that's
so you definitely target parents, right? Parents who,
you know,
like,
how many let's say, how many pages, like, I have like 10 pages. This is so insane, you know, and it's like, you know, what do you do first? And I'm on Buffer putting this on. So you're saying if they have a website, let's just say, they should have a website and then a fan page and then maybe another page on Facebook with other things.
No, what I'm saying is, you know, if they're an author and they're writing two genres, like you are, you're an author.
Well,
you're,
I have mine
genres,
separate now.
Got...
Right, yeah.
Right, you separate the two so that they don't mix with each other, and then there's fans for the adult books.
Right, that's what I did. Right, that's what I did. Yeah, because I realized
right.
You know, my market is greater for the adult books, so I left that all on my website and made it more of a romance. Then my others, I'm just doing a blog right now. I have so many other websites too. I mean, I am an example of a person. That's why I have all these shows, that tries a lot of things, and then I got to figure it out. But it takes so much. It takes time. But, you know, then all of a sudden someday you get that aha moment. You go like, oh, why didn't I think of that? And you didn't. But if you keep going, you'll get to that moment.
I'll let you in on a little secret. Okay, is everybody listening? Here's the thing.
Okay.
You don't have to do it by yourself. You don't. Here's the secret, okay? This is the secret to what Rich and I do. You don't have to do it all yourself if you don't have the time to. You can always pay somebody else and outsource.
Exactly. That is exactly what people need to do. And so how do they find you to be able to pay you? You know, honestly, I do believe now you have to pay for services and whatever you get done. Because, you know, I know that people want things free, but they need to pay money. If they don't know how
to
do it at all, they should probably start. They should start with someone like you, because then they can at least learn the right way, instead of it's taken a lot of people, like ourselves included, because we've tried a lot of different things. You too. So you already know what works and what doesn't. But if they're just starting out, and they should start, they should probably go with a person, you know, the two of you, and learn how to do this right, not wrong. Because if you learn how to do it wrong, and you can't change them. Some people don't want to change. So where can they find you? Let's talk about that, because it's an hour already. God. All right, so where can they find you if they want you? If they want
you. Well, they can go to our website, which is our blog. Our website is aceandrich.com.
Okay, so they got that. Okay.
And they can add
it. And I'll be playing, you know, we do repeats of this show. You know, I put it out a lot, you know. I do believe in a lot of marketing. You know, I mean, I'm sure you saw it all over the place, but I do. I put it on Amazon, because you can do that when you're on Blog Talk. Now they let you put it on Amazon. You can put it on Blogger. You can put it everywhere now. Tumblr, you just go on with the shows. It does help. You know, you can go in so many different places, because I do put things out. And, you know, I talk about guests when they're not on the show a lot of times, because I, you know, so now I will tell people what to do with coaching, because I do think it's a lot of people don't know what to do.
Well, we have a special offer going on right now that we partnered up with the owner of, you know, who we're working with, and he created a book, and we're in that book, okay? And it's called The Internet Marketing Profit Formula, The 7 Profit Compounders to Double Your Bottom Line in 60 Days or Less. So all you have to do is go to aceandrich.com. Click on the blog tab, and on the right side, you'll see the book. You click on it.
Is that the book
for
$7? Is it $7, the book? Right, that's a $7 book,
right? Yep, for a limited time, and then it's going to go up to 37.
Yeah.
Grab it while it's 7.
Mm-hmm. All right. And I'll put that out, too, you know, because, right, I saw that today. And, see, that's the thing. The problem with Facebook is if – I'm beginning to see what happens because a lot of times, which we said before the show, the problem is sometimes people, if they don't scroll down all the time, they may not see certain things, and you miss certain things. So, you know, I saw that this morning, and I'm sure, you know, but then once I've done it, then they used to share every, you know, it used to go around where it wouldn't be like this, but it is different now because you almost have to like something to see people's posts, because if you don't see their posts after a while, they don't share the things with you. Have you found that? I mean, I find that.
Yeah, I mean, it happens with Facebook, because Facebook, they want you. The more you pay, the more, you know, you're going to get more engagement, right? So free, you're really limited on what is being shown, right? So with marketing, it's all about testing. You have to test the right side of the ads.
Now, Twitter, what about Twitter? Do you do a lot with Twitter?
We do a little bit with Twitter, not as much as Facebook. But we've been actually getting into Instagram, believe it or not. And
I believe that. That's a good thing. You like that.
Well, we're starting to get leads already from Instagram for free. I mean,
really?
So it's definitely hot.
That's good.
Yeah, really, really. And it's simple,
yeah, I have,
too.
See, I have that, too. I have, you know, and I think, though, that's the problem is we're always thinking we're doing too much is what I said many times already. But the thing is, I guess there never is too much, because the only way, like Amazon, the reason you know Amazon, because they're all over the place, you know, and you know, like, you don't see Barnes & Noble really talking about anything, and Barnes & Noble, you know, does have an online presence, but they don't do anything. I don't see much of anything from Barnes & Noble. And, you know, because somebody said to me, try to work with them. I'm going like, well, I know people have said to me they don't even – it's hard to put reviews on that. And that's a good company, so I don't know, you know, but they're not marketing the same way as, like, Amazon.
Well, because most people, even in the big businesses – they don't understand marketing, so they pay people to do the marketing, right? So therefore, now every person who's on this call has the opportunity, because the playing field is leveled, right? This is a very important time in history.
I agree. This is it now. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I said this is a high energy show. This is a high energy show because we discussed a lot of different things for them to do. But, you know, and if they have a problem, they should probably start with a coach. Is really the if you really don't a lot of people really don't know what to do. And if you have a business or a book or something that you want to sell, if you don't get it out right, it doesn't work. So you have to pay some money.
Learn to sell someone else's product before you sell your own. You'll learn a lot that way. I've done that.
I know. I was after that Amazon it was a seminar because it was in Chicago, and a lot of times they don't come to Chicago, so I went like, oh, I'm going to that, and I did. And the only problem with the one that I went to is he would not let people ask questions, and people were so frustrated. He said, I'm talking for three – it was 2 hours. He goes, I'm talking for 2 hours. This is why I'm here. Can you imagine this? And people were very upset because they wanted to ask him a question. He didn't take questions. That's not a good thing. You got to take questions.
I got news for you then. I got a wonderful news for you, because here's something that I created and together with Rich, and we created something called the Hot Seat Coaching. Now, this was something we started with just our team, and then it started getting bigger and bigger and snowballing to the point where people wanted from other teams and other businesses to get in on, because we answer people's questions regarding internet marketing. Anything regarding internet marketing, we can answer. So what we did was on our fan page at AR Freedom by Design, if you go to that fan page on Facebook, you can actually like the page, and when you go there, every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that's 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can come to that and ask us your questions about marketing.
Yeah.
For free.
That's a good thing. Could you repeat that? I'm writing. What is that? I'm writing it down myself. What is it?
Facebook. Okay, so on Facebook, when you're looking for a fan page, you type in AR, Freedom by Design.
Okay. I think I was there. Okay, Freedom by Design. Okay.
Yeah, all that's right. Our fan page, and that's where we broadcast our hot seat coaching call.
See, that's good, because people really, they do have questions a lot of times. You know, years ago, the chat room used to be a lot different, but a lot of times with the shows now, they can't get in the chat room. And I don't know why that is, and they can't get in the link. But they, after the show is over, the archives, they can get in it so easily that that's what a lot of people do now. It was very different. But, you know, and that's why, you know, when they have, this is very important, the part that you will answer questions. Because if people don't answer questions or talk to you, there's something wrong here. You cannot, you sometimes you have to ask a question. You know, a lot of times people don't want to answer things, but this is, you have to answer people. How are they not, how are they going to know? We're not born knowing how to do this. This takes years to learn
exactly.
All these things.
And we get all kinds of people, you know, from all different age groups, all different walks of life, all different professions that come to that hot seat, and they're in affiliate marketing. But the problem is, you know, they got involved in some type of affiliate or home-based business program, and they're not getting the support that they need. So they come to us, and we answer their doggone questions.
That's a good, right. Yeah, I know. Well, you know, but you're making friends that way. All right, so before the show's over, so tell us what you're going to speak about when you're in Hawaii. Sounds good. Very good.
Well, we're going to be teaching from our experience, because that's what we do. We teach from experience and coach from experience, not theory. And what we do is we're going to share our, you know, our results, what we've done, what we've tested, you know, and how we made $100,000 in less than 12 months with this company and this program that we're involved in.
Okay. And that, see, that's a good, right. Because it, but it didn't, it's not like you just started. You've been doing this for years. So that's why the thing is, people need to go to people like you who don't know. They really don't know, and they don't, you know, and you do have to ask questions. So I think that people need to realize one thing. Yes, when you're writing a book, or what I said before, you know, a business, you need to have some help, because if you don't have help, you will, you can't do this by yourself. It's too hard to start when you don't know anything about marketing. You will give up. Because there's so much out there. I get stuff all the time, and I'm saving this, and then I go on a site, and I go, oh, I already signed up for this site. I mean, it's like I'm, you know, and you know this is true, because there's so much out there.
And they get to the point where, you know what, people will do things on their own. They think they know everything when they really, really just need the right guidance and the right mentorship, and that's why I said, come to us. We will help guide you in the right direction and put you on the right path, because that's what we've been able to do. And we've helped so many students. We got students making their first five figures all the way to their first six figures.
That's great.
So if we have the, you know, we have the, how do we say it, Rich? We have the coup de grace. We have the coup de grace. So we can teach people. We can teach total beginners. Marcia, we can teach total beginners, and we're very patient people. We're very patient, and we're very transparent too. Like, if something doesn't work, we don't sugarcoat anything. We don't BS nobody. We keep it real, and that's what we stand for in our core values.
No, you've always been that way, and me too. Right, right, and they know, because I tell people, like I say, well, this doesn't work, and I tried it, because I do try a lot of stuff first, because I don't want to talk about something, and if somebody, you know, if I try something that's bad, I don't talk about them, but if I try something good, then I do talk about them, you know, because I think that, you know, you really need to try different things, and you need to have help. I mean, I've been in this business 20 years, and I still haven't learned everything, because I learn new things. Like today, I'm writing a lot of stuff that you said down, because this is what they really need to do. I totally agree on everything you said today, because I know that what you're saying works, and some of these other things do not work. You can't just go on Facebook and put it. You got to pay money.
Yeah, I want to recommend a book that really helped me out a lot, because there's so much out there in the marketplace. You know, you got your email bombarded with so many emails coming in.
Right.
You got to really focus. When you're doing this, you got to start. I mean, we talked about a lot of different, you know, avenues and how to do different things. But what worked for me and what worked for Anastasia was learn to do one thing at a time. Okay?
Yeah.
Then you add another thing, right? So this book from Darren Hardy called The Compound Effect has changed our lives dramatically.
What's it called?
I'm telling you, because it really helped. Darren Hardy, The Compound Effect.
Okay. And who wrote
The Compound.
The Compound. Okay.
The compound effect.
Yeah, the compound effect.
By Darren Hardy.
Okay.
And we've learned to do one thing at a time. Like right now with Instagram, we focus on Instagram because we already mastered the other marketing skills. So we're focusing on Instagram as far as the one thing. Once we master that, which we get to that point now because we're generating leads, we'll learn something else new because we don't.
Well, I agree with you. You know what? I honestly do agree with you now because that is what I'm doing now. Because sometimes when I'm sitting at the, I go like, okay, just focus. I have to remind myself. I do because I can get unfocused and you know, and I can go. I'm high energy like the two of you, and it's true. But you have to sit there and go like, I'm doing one thing because if you don't. Then it really is hard. Your brain can only take so much, and you think it can take more, but it really needs to focus on your. I totally agree because after all these years, I'm beginning to realize that is the way to go. Because if you want to learn Instagram or you want to learn Facebook or Twitter, you got to constantly do it. Or you know, any Pinterest, whatever you do, you can't do all of these things at one time. So if people are listening and they have a book and they're just starting, I think it is a good idea to get coaching and learn how to do it right rather than just guess and give up then because nothing's going to happen because you can't do you really can't do this alone, I don't think, anymore. I think you need help.
No, this industry, if somebody wants to get involved with what we do, you know, you definitely got to be a special kind of person, and that means you got to have the tenacity and, you know, you got to really be a hard hustling worker here in this business because you're getting paid for your effort. You know, you don't get paid for just signing up. You get paid for doing the actual work, and Rich and I can every vouch for that. We're the definition of consistency. You know, there's people in our company, our team members are listening to us right now. You know, even the owner of the company is here listening to the call, too. He's supporting us as much as we supported him and the company, and we all are all about consistency. You know, you got to be consistent, but you got to have the tenacity to stick this out because if you don't see this through and give it a good commitment for, you know, at least 2 years to give it a good run, then what do you think you're going to do? Then you might as well just stay in your job. Because I have news for people like that. Is I've done this thing, and within my 5th month of starting with this new company and doing what I'm doing right now and breaking through to my success, in 10 weeks, I made $30,000. Now, when I did that, I immediately showed that to my boss, and I just basically fired him and told him I quit my job. And I stayed home full time.
Well, that's a good thing. You know, because, you know, listen, you know, this is the way it goes now. You do have to learn it right because there is so much to do. And if you don't learn it right, I totally agree on the points that you've talked about because I know for a fact that a lot of this stuff doesn't work. And what you're saying is you have to get it in the right order or you will quit. You know, and I've seen people on, and sometimes I message them. I go, don't quit, you know, because I do. I private message them because I go, no, just stay in this. Because somebody was going to go, and she put out there, she says, I think, you know, I have to do some things, and I might just take my book off the market. So I, like, called her up. I went, like, oh, no, you cannot do this. Do not take your book off, you know. And, I mean, because they're very quick to do this. To just all give it up, but you have to pursue this. And you've been doing this, you know, I've done this 20 years, you know, writing and, you know, being an agent. And I'm not really an agent now because I had to focus myself. And I'm still, after all these, still learning how to focus right because you can get sidetracked.
Very easily
you can get sidetracked. And you got to be careful who you're doing business with or who you sign up with because that all does have a play, especially in this industry. Because if you just sign up with anybody and they're not getting the results and they don't have experience, then you're headed down a deep, dark rabbit hole.
Yes, and I totally agree with that. And on that note, seriously, so, you know, Ace and Rich are there for you, the power couple, right? There you go.
Yeah.
I said this was going to be a high-energy show because I know you. You talk faster than I do, which is great. I can keep up. You know, but, you know, you have the passion, the two of you, to do this, you know, and I wish you all the success because I think you're on the right road of going really far because you've got the right idea here. I mean, because these are things that work. So people that are listening, if you're just starting out especially, go the right way and don't go to companies that some of these companies really don't know what they're doing. And that is sad. And they really don't know what they're doing.
Right.
It's so true.
Yes, it's so true.
All right, so have fun. Go do your broadcast, all right? And I do me a favor. Send me any links that you want me to put out, because I will put them out, because sometimes I don't get them or I don't see them. So, you know, I'll be happy to post them. All right? All right. So take care and thank you. And thank you all for listening. And we have a lot of shows planned for this month. Bennett Pomeranz is back on the air, and Elizabeth Black will be here in a couple weeks doing her show on horror. And we've got a good month ahead. So, all right, so take care, and everybody have a great night. Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you. It was great. Thank you. I got all my notes here. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.